Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 147 for the Dog Days of Podcasting, and I'm continuing to look at my eternal optimism. My outlook on life, my bright and shiny future, and yours too. And tonight I'm going to talk about ruts. Ruts, ruts, ruts. What's a rut? Of course everybody knows what a rut is. It's the mud line that a car would make into a dirt road. Something you kind of get into a comfortable groove and it's kind of hard to get out of. And ruts can be comfortable. You can find a good happy spot in a rut. A career rut, a life rut. You're in this doing the same things over and over and over and over. And you can just continue on. Is it good to be in a rut? Maybe for a little while. But you got to work out of them. You got to get out of them and try something different. And I've had several friends, and including my wife, push me out of a rut or a comfortable spot and make me do something that I normally wouldn't have done. I will get into a happy spot and stay there. That is, at this point in my life, it's kind of scary, to be honest with you. You think that some people, you know, I turned 50 in January, and you think if people get older, they want to be in a comfortable spot. And I, you know, it depends. Money-wise and, you know, house situation, family life, yes. But as far as trying new things, you got to keep moving. You got to keep changing. And I've said this to myself and some other people is if you're not changing, you're not living. Because if you're in a rut, you're just doing the same thing and you're going to be there for a long time. Now, I'm going to give Chuck props because he really pushed me to make a change. And when I've told this story before, I was working at my previous job, which I really liked. It was great. People were fun to work with. I mean, it was a law firm. I didn't necessarily work with the attorneys, but I liked the people I worked with. All of them. I really can't think of a bad one. An unpleasant person there, and everybody's got their quirks. But I'm just saying, they were great. Everybody's very, very professional. The office politics were low, to some degree, or at least I just ignored it. But here comes Chuck bebopping along. He had been working. He got laid off. And then he ended up my job at ServiceNow. So a little bit later, he starts, you know, after I guess he's been there, what, a year or two? Maybe a little longer than that. He starts talking to me about ServiceNow. And I'm like, okay, what's ServiceNow? And he's telling me a little bit more about it, showing me stuff. And I'm like, you know, it's hard to get your head around when you're not working with it. But once I got it, I was like, okay, I'm interested in this. And he had been talking to me. I bet it was 3 years. He tried to talk me into coming over to ServiceNow. So for me to give up a comfortable job around people I work with, making a living for the family that I belong to, that was unnerving. I felt a little anxiety every time I thought about it. And there's times I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. And then there's times like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I had to back myself down. I went back and forth and I finally just pulled the trigger and I hated to do it. But when in one respect, it was bittersweet. I left and it was a good challenge when I finally got to ServiceNow. It was exactly what I was looking for. I was thinking, I'm getting a little older. I'm kind of in a rut. You know, doing the same thing. I don't know that I could be able to get out of this rut in the job I'm at. That was ultimately what I settled on was, okay, I'm going to do it because I want the challenge. And when I got to ServiceNow, it was a challenge and it still is. And the people are fantastic that I work with. I love the team I'm on. And, you know, I get to hang out with Chuck at work and we do a little bit of podcasting-ish stuff, you know, some webinar stuff. And again, there's so much stuff to learn from. So if you are on that fence or you feel like you're in a rut, you feel like you're on the same day to day, change something up. it will definitely be worth it to you. And I think your future would be better off trying something different because, you know, failure is always an option. That's what Adam Savage says. Failure is an option and failure is an opportunity to learn. But don't fail. Just take the risk. That was the message there. Get out of your rut. Go try something. All right. See you later. I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.